This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me.
Today's topic, liberty versus democracy. The word democracy has reached the level of mysticism. It's the D word. To invoke democracy as a reason to do or not do something is the paramount demand. Women are the primary advocates of democracy, just as men are of liberty. Masculine men are independent and ambitious. They want to control the world and the things in it, both environment and people. They want to explore and go on adventures. They want to build and multiply. These are all goals performed best when someone has personal liberty. And in none of these things is democracy even a consideration. For the most part, because in comparison, due to less testosterone, men are superior to women, at least as far as aspects of physical prowess are concerned, this inferiority inevitably and justifiably leads to resentment by women and a desire to be included in the process. The abstraction of voting is how women redirect the aspirations of men and why the concept has taken on a religion of its own. It's the tool used by women to gain equality, a goal even more important than life or happiness. Equality requires democracy. The Democrat Party's goal is to spread democracy around the world, but what they're really spreading is feminism because women are in the majority and vote for their own self-interest over the betterment of society. They even go so far as to redefine what is better to the detriment of men. The reality is, democracy can easily be distorted to be in direct conflict with liberty. But democracy without liberty is tyranny.
For more, see my website at martinhash.com.